Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner, today's very special guest back on the program, and we're so glad to have him, the president of Florida Tech, president and CEO, Dr. Anthony Catanese. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Wes, always enjoy being on the world's greatest public radio station.
Well, always nice to chat with you about all things Florida Tech, and something new and exciting that we get to talk about in this conversation relates to Florida Tech's leadership in an interesting and very competitive area, and that goes to tuition costs.
There is a national discussion ongoing about the rising cost of college. In fact, when President Obama was on campus last October, that's where he announced that he would make some control of the rising cost of tuition part of his agenda in his second term. That also is related to the STEM courses and their selection: science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We know that nationally, the American undergraduate diploma winners has been steady or even declining. Now, is that necessarily related to tuition? Maybe, maybe not. But we think we ought to provide incentives for students who want STEM degrees. The national average is about 15% of all college graduates. At Florida Tech, 71% of all of our undergraduate degrees go to STEM majors. So we're combining two parts of the national discussion here. We want to encourage young people to study in the STEM disciplines, and we want to control tuition. The Board of Trustees has approved my recommendation that there shall be no tuition increases for 2013 and 2014. We think this puts us in a position of leadership on the national scene and is certainly responding to what we are hearing nationally, statewide, and locally.
So no tuition increases at Florida Tech of any kind for 2013-2014, something you don't hear a lot happening at a national research university tier one ranked as Florida Tech is.
And the next question would be, how can you do that? We can do that through three accomplishments. The first, we have greatly controlled our cost of administration. We are about one-third of the national average in our peer group, so we have a very lean administration. Second, we have also reduced the cost of instruction. Through technology, through productivity of our faculty, we have been able to keep it at about half of the national peer group average. And third, we've done a great job in extramural fundraising, both private gifts, governmental gifts, and sponsored research and education. So those three factors allow us to pass on the savings and returns to our students and their families.
All of this occurring at a university that continues to receive so many accolades: our U.S. News and World Report rankings, our success with payscale.com being a leader in graduation and a leader in the salaries that are earned by our graduate. Talk a bit, if you will, about 2013-2014 and what you see in the future for Florida Tech.
A bit of a surprise, even to me, was to learn that we are the third fastest growing private university in the nation, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. We're about 15,000 students now, counting everyone looking for a degree. I think that will increase next year. We find a great deal of demand for flight training, especially by the international airlines and the growing global demands for pilots. That's going to be a major increase in our students as well. And we're also looking at some new majors. We want to make sure that Florida Tech remains at the forefront of innovation and change. So we're looking into the health sciences, to robotics, to add to our traditional strengths in engineering, science, mathematics, and psychology, as well as business, of course.
Well, you heard it here first. No tuition increase at Florida Tech for 2013-2014. I'd like to thank our very special guest, the president and CEO of Florida Tech, Dr. Anthony Catanese. Well, thank you for coming back by, sir.
Always my pleasure. And don't forget September 7th, the start of Florida Tech football.
Oh, we're all looking forward to that. Get your season tickets now at www.floridatechsports.com. That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.